President Obama's announcement that he supports gay marriage is being closely watched by many voters in Maryland. This is Don Rush. This November, voters expect to get a chance to cast their ballots in a referendum on legislation that would legalize gay marriage. A recent Washington Post poll found that 50% of Marylanders support same-sex marriage, while 44% were opposed. Meanwhile, North Carolina voters just approved a constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage. We talked with Kerry Evans, Executive Director of Equality Maryland, which is now organizing support for gay marriage in November.
We woke up, you know, to the news that North Carolina voters had, you know, passed a constitutional amendment. So, you know, we're dealing with that, and, you know, our hearts were going out to the families in North Carolina. And then, you know, to have to, you know, psychologically switch, you know, after that in a few hours to hear the president come out in strong support of marriage equality was quite unexpected and, you know, great news for all of us, you know, working to ensure our families are protected.
As a gay person, what was your reaction to the president's statement?
For many of us who are gay, I mean, we've grown up in a society that, you know, has not, you know, seen us as, you know, equal people, you know, whether it's in discrimination, you know, getting fired from your job or just being, you know, harassed at school, all of that. Like, it just, you know, it has an impact on, you know, how you feel about yourself. It really becomes, you know, really emotionally draining. And, you know, to have the president, you know, for several years, you know, not fully supporting our families and talking about, you know, an unequal, you know, institution like civil unions, you know, it was hurtful. And I am a legally married, you know, person. So to have, you know, him like say that is just, you know, you feel affirmed. And I hope all of the, you know, young people who were watching that, you know, really, you know, see it's a different day. It's powerful.
So what did you make of the president's account of how he finally came to concluding that supporting gay marriage was the right thing to do?
I think, you know what, his story is so much like the story of many Americans, you know, many Marylanders and the legislature, you know, who, like, I was, that to me was one of the magical moments of what he did yesterday, is, you know, telling us his story and his journey. It was the same story we heard in Annapolis this year from people, you know, like Delegate Wade Catcher, Bob Costa, or, you know, Tiffany Alston, who, you know, weren't supporters before, and really through, you know, deep self-reflection and discussion with their religious leaders and their families and their friends, and really just getting to know gay families, came to a position where they believed in legal equality for these families. So I was very happy when he, you know, talked about, you know, sitting at the dinner table with his daughters and having these discussions. And, you know, because that's really, I think, how most Americans come to supporting, you know, marriage equality, unless, you know, they have a gay sister or brother, or, you know, have a very personal investment in it. I think it is an evolution. And so for him to share his evolution with, you know, the world basically is really powerful, because I think there's millions of other people, you know, in the country that, you know, are trying to evolve into that position, and having somebody explain that and give them, you know, the narrative is really powerful.
What impact do you think this is going to have in terms of the vote here in the state in November?
Well, I think it's going to help with that group of people I just, you know, talked about, with it, that don't have strong feelings either way. We have a group of people who have strong feelings against marriage equality, a group of people who, you know, very strongly support it. And then I think we have a group of people who really are still trying to figure out where they feel on this issue. And so I think when, you know, a very public person like the president comes out in support, it helps them on their journey, and perhaps gives them, you know, the strength or the courage or the words, you know, to come to that same position. So I really think it will have an impact on the people who are still, you know, actively engaging in their own journeys.
Now, polls do say that the issue is still close. Do you think the president's announcement is going to have any effect?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, it is every poll we've done, you know, in the past few years, or, you know, anyone has done, this is, you know, an issue that is pretty equally divided in Maryland. So, you know, I think, again, it goes to that group of undecideds who, you know, are in those polls about, you know, what is going to be the thing that makes them decide whether to support or not support, you know, the law. And so, you know, I would hope that it would increase, and I think it will increase our polling numbers for some of our undecideds who, you know, are just really looking for guidance on, you know, how, because it's not an issue that perhaps they think personally affects them. They may not know gay people or have had these conversations with gay folks in their life. And so, you know, they're sort of like, well, let me see how other people feel about that. And so I think it can help us here in Maryland.
Carrie Evans is Executive Director of Equality Maryland, which is working to get voter approval of the gay marriage legislation in the November election. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.